Pnimius Nadaf Yomi Gomar Brachos Daf Samach Dalid. So the Masechta ends with the famous comment from Rabbi Chanina about Talmidei Chachamim being Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. That Talmidei Chachamim bring peace to the world. Shenamar V'chol Banayich Lamudei Hashem V'rav Shalom Banayich Al Tekrei Banayich Ala Bonayich. That don't read the words that it's your children, rather your builders, which is a reference to Talmidei Chachamim. And then the Masechta ends listing four more, you know, psukim that are about shalom, shalom rav lav hasher sechav and lamad shal yishalom bechelach shavu b'amad mesech l'man achaver daber nas shalom bach l'man vesh hashem l'kin avak shetov bach hashem oz lamoyitin hashem yivarech hasham bach shalom. Beautiful ending to a beautiful Masechta. There's a famous comment from the Chassam Sofer that I think maybe we could take as a special chizuk at the end of the Masechta specifically. The Chassam Sofer asks about this famous memra and says, this comment of Bonayich, Bonayich, how is it true that Talmidei Chachamim are Marvim Shalom? If anything, what do we know about Talmidei Chachamim? They have Machloksim. You know, you look, it's Abaye versus Rava, and, you know, Rav versus Shmuel, and Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel, and even contemporary poskim all against one another. And we constantly have, you know, it seems like they increase Machlokas to the world. And he answers in the Drashas very beautifully that he says that what they do is that they have a melchamta shel Torah. They have a melchama in the Torah, and it kind of takes away the gezeros that might be out there. That there might be gezeros, that there's certain melchamos, that there's supposed to be certain wars and certain battles and certain arguments and machlokas. And they take those out and they turn them into wars of Torah and arguments of Torah. Right? And it's a very beautiful approach that the way they're marbe shalom is they recognize that there's going to be machlokas, there's going to be disagreeing, and they, you know, channel that into their limud Torah. And I think we could specifically learn this message very beautifully by Maseches Brachos, because Maseches Brachos is kind of a paradigm of all of Torah Shabbat Peh, because Torah Shabbat Peh starts with Mei Messiah and ends with Shalom. So to this Masechta, the first word is Mei Messiah, the last word is Shalom, and that's specifically the Indian of a Os Mem. It starts with a small Mem and ends with a End Mem. Right, with a mem sofis, the mem stuma. Starts with the mem psucha and ends with the mem stuma. Right, the word shalom ends with the mem sofis. Because the rupshitzer, the Zera Kodesh, has a very beautiful taich, comes up in a number of places. He has a very beautiful taich on what does it mean, Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Mitzrayim was a Golas HaDibor, and Moshe said it's hard for me. You know, the Dibor is hard for me. He says the Indian of Mitzrayim is that you take the letter Mem, which could be the os of Torah Shabbat Peh, should be the os of Me'emasai, and you start saying a Mem, but you don't finish saying a Mem until you close your mouth, or until you hit the Mem Stuma, right? There's two parts. The way it's spelled out in Hebrew, the way you would write Mem is Mem Mem, right? Mem Stuma spelled B'miloy, right? A regular Mem and an end of Mem. Because the whole way to say a Mem requires you to say both the opening mem and the closing mem. So Mitzrayim lets you open your mouth, but then what do they put? They put a yetzer in the middle. They put resh tzadi yud, right? Mitzrayim, tzadi resh yud, sorry, right? Which is the osis of yetzer. That's called bittul Torah, that they make you realize, they confuse you that you don't realize, and you open your mouth, and you do bittul Torah, and that's the yetzer. I mean, the reason that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us mouths is so that we can have Torah Shabbat al peh. We could have the oral Torah, that we could speak in Torah, we could speak in learning, speak in tefillah, speak in Torah. And Mitzrayim, the way that they enacted Golas upon us, and we all constantly are in Golas Mitzrayim to a degree, it's called the Golas HaDibor, that they, you know, our speech is utilized differently. And they're machnes a yetzer in it before we can get to that final mem. And a true Yetzias Mitzrayim would be if we can take that yetzer out of Mitzrayim and let it just be a mem, a mem of Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's really what Shas is, the Gansa Shas, the Gansa Torah Shabbat Peh, but specifically Brachos is a very beautiful paradigm. The beginning of the Masechta, the beginning of Shas, when you're starting the journey through the Yama Talmud, you start with a mem, and then you even end Brachos with a mem. And it should function as a chizuk, saying, even this is like a whole Torah Shabbat Peh. That don't think that, oh, look, it's the whole Shas, I don't know how I'm going to do it, I don't know how I'm not going to let the Yetzer get in the way, I don't know how I'm not going to be mevatel Torah, that you let this mem that you start with of Me'emesai, the mem Pesucha, and you end with the mem Stuma, and you say Mitzrayim, there is no Yetzer by me. I'm not worried about that Mitzrayim. And maybe that connects beautifully to the Vart from the Chassam Sofer about that the way they're Marbe Shalom is by using that Koach for Torah. Because we know the number one way to deal with the Yetzer is to find a way to trick your Yetzer, is to trick the trickster. Just like Yaakov tricked Lavan, Yaakov tricked the trickster. We also try to trick the trickster. We try to convince our Yetzer Haras to function for us. So the Yetzer Hara might be telling us, hey, look, you know, you're doing all sorts of, you know, you have machlokas, you never get along with anyone. You say, good, you know how I don't get along with my bar plukta, my chavrusa. I don't get along with the guy I argue with, the guy who holds differently than me. Yeah, I'm gonna get in a fight. You want me to get in another fight with a Jew? Let me get in a fight with him over Pshat and Tosfos. Let me get in a fight with him over what Rashi's saying. And through doing that, we take that Yetzer of Mitzrayim and we're turning it to a Yetzer Tov. A Yetzer Tov doesn't get in the way. And if we turn that Yetzer, that negative inclination, then we're able to take it and make it be a mem, a complete mem, both with a mem psucha and a mem stuma. May imasai karnashma, tamidacham marbim shalom. Right? And we end Hashem Yivarech Samu v'ashalom to say, dafka, that's how we achieve peace. We achieve peace by finding our way to get to that end of mem, by not letting the Yetzer get in the way for us. So that's going to be the message of the entire Shas, but at the beginning, when you finish brachos, it's kind of that chizik boost to get us there.